Listen, I don't want you to say nothing. All I need you to do is just to hear me out. Just don't say nothing. Just listen to me. Not saying we got to get back together or nothing like that, but I just wanted to get to my chest. Like, man, my life been up since she been gone. I don't know what to do. You know I don't got no family. I ain't got nobody. You was all I had.
And
so,
was you thinking about that before you cheated on me?
Stop bringing that up. Just
here's the thing, fellas. If you want to have bedroom fun with multiple women, just don't get into a relationship. I mean, look, most guys don't have the luxury to be able to have bedroom fun with multiple women. They don't have that option. But if you're one of them dudes who have so many options, why get into a committed relationship? See, a lot of these corny dudes, they be telling women, oh, you the only one, or okay, yeah, let's become official, knowing that he not about to be serious about it, then mess around and fall in love, and then when she leave him, he hurt and trying to get her back. It's all clownery. These dudes be cheating on their girl, but then if she cheat on him, he ready to smoke somebody. It just, none of it makes sense.
Real shit. I can't do this without you.
Would you rather cheat on your girlfriend or snitch on one of your homies?
Fuck me. I really don't cheat. I'm sorry. That's just not my thing. And if my homie's doing something fucked up, get your shit together. That's like if you cheating on a girl, like that does some seriously harmful damage to their brain. As a man, it does too. Like it fucks us up. So I'm not cheating.
Which one you going with, fellas? Look, I'm cheating on the bitch. I'm cheating on her. If I got to snitch on my friend and he go to jail for 20 years or cheat on my chick, come on, I'm sparing the life. That's the righteous choice, right? Let's argue about it in the comment section.
What's something you never told your ex?
I've cheated on every one of my exes.
Wait, all of them? How many?
All, and my husband included.
I mean, even if I was rich, running multiple businesses and all that, I just wouldn't feel comfortable funding the lifestyle of a basic airhead who just with me for my money. I just couldn't do it. If I was rich, I would just have them rotate. I'd have a baddie. Maybe every year I'd rotate them. But no, you ain't set for life. If I had that type of money, I'm just flat out not marrying or committing to a woman who got with me after I had the money. I will let her know up front, you know, you out of here after 12 months. So enjoy. Term subject to change if you get on my nerves earlier than that.
All right, kid, remember what I told you, kid. You just go in there, just take out 1,000. You feel me? And you good. I'm out here, it ain't nothing.
I'm not gonna lie, babe. I'm scared.
Scared of what? What you scared of, kid? Hey, I ain't gonna lie, you might right now. You think about this shit.
All these people be going to jail for scamming.
I don't know. Who's scamming? This shit is perfectly legal, kid. I don't know what you're talking about, kid. We gonna get this bread, and I got you, kid.
These low-life thotties, they love the excitement of not knowing if they're going to go to jail today, if they're going to get shot at. It's beautiful to them. It's truly beautiful. And at this point, they will accept nothing less than that toxicity. They can't get wet downstairs for anything less than this craziness. But everybody that listened to my videos would already know to never even go up and talk to a chick with what, pink hair, tattoos all over her body. We already know what it is. If you see a woman like this anywhere, just go the other way.
Number one, you're only her king because you're a slave for her. You don't deserve a queen unless you're a slave for a queen. She should never have to do anything but give life and be happy. You know, you're supposed to make all your woman's dreams come. That's your job as a man. Not her job to make your dreams come true. It's your job as a man to do that for her. And you don't ever want to disrespect your best friend and lie to your best friend. And, you know, for me, it's like, yo, if I got to go be with somebody else and cheat on you, that means I'm not with you. I miss you when I'm other places. I want you with me no matter what I'm doing. So, you know, that's why you start a business with your woman, because you don't want your woman going to work with somebody else making something that her dream is. You want to make her dream come true. So when you win, she wins, and work is all together. You know, life is about architecting the future. See, a lot of people are scared to think.
I mean, maybe there's some gems in there somewhere, but he lost me when he said something to the effect of, you know, a real man slave for his queen, or you ain't a real king until you willing to do X, Y, and Z for your queen. No, man. Her job is to serve you. Her job is to help you get to your dreams and get on your program and help you accomplish your goals. And then obviously she's going to benefit once you come up. Never put the woman on the pedestal. The man is supposed to be the one on the pedestal. Never forget that, fellas. You're the prize.